This is an HR technology news brief from the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. If employers want to build a strong learning culture, they'd better take a serious look at their learning technology. That's what HR.com's Research Institute found when it conducted its new study, The State of Learning Solutions and Learner Engagement. If I told you most companies have a lot of work to do in this regard, would you be surprised? Most HR pros say they've deployed some kind of learning tech, but only 17% feel strongly that their L&D function could be called excellent, and only 16% feel that way about their learning culture overall. So that means HR has an opening to bring in new learning solutions, the report says. Most organizations aren't happy with the solutions they have, possibly because they lack cutting-edge features or aren't well integrated. And one of the findings that particularly struck me was this. Over the next 3 years, HR professionals expect the biggest change coming to L&D tools will be about mobile. More than two-thirds felt that way. Also, only 42% of the folks surveyed currently use mobile learning. That's an improvement from other research published in 2013, but still, it's less than half. All of that seems way out of step with how people live these days, not to mention how they work. Not for nothing are app-based self-service tools so popular. Oh, and then there's those younger workers who do pretty much everything on their smartphones. So it's the age of reskilling and it's the age of training, and it looks like employers have a lot of catching up to do. This has been a news brief from the HCM Technology Report. Find the latest HR technology news on our website, updated every day, www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.